Yo.
Yo, man, what's going on? Y'all are now tuning into The Last Straw. Featuring your motherfucking boy, Bandit. Y'all already know, we over here. We live, we well connected, well respected. And what else you got to say, man?
What are we going to rapitate about?
My God. Already. You. What's going on, bro? Man, like I was saying, man, we going live right now, man. So what's going on? What's the news for the day?
I don't know.
Huh?
Conway. They said Conway got a new record. The boy that was on Benny the Butcher.
Oh, Griselda?
Song. I guess. But the boy name was Conway, right?
Yeah, but you talking about the whole group.
Yeah, I ain't never know who they was. I never heard of them before.
What? You know about Griselda, man. You be playing that joint.
Yeah, I be playing it, but I never heard of it before I started playing it. I ain't know who the hell they were.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Griselda and whatever project they got out. I really don't know what the project is. I'll probably look it up just to see which one it is.
I think he got 1330 in Houston. That was the name of one song.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. It's used as a writer.
Damn, they got me on this one.
Shit, man. But on a lighter note, man, I heard about Trump, what he was trying to do, man, for the he was trying to basically pardon Lil Wayne, and they said he was thinking about pardoning Kodak Black.
He pardoned 100 people. I don't think neither one of them was one of them.
No, they said Lil Wayne was one of them.
He a punk. He ain't want to go to jail. He's a punk.
But I feel like that's why Lil Wayne was publicly announcing that he was, you know.
Yeah, drunk, I know. Sucking his butt. Yeah, sucking his dick.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's I feel like that's why that could be like that.
Yeah, that's bad though, man. Don't do that, man. That's take your ass to jail. You wasn't scared when you did it. You know, running around with hammers, then you get caught one now, you scared. Come on, man. Cut it off. Damn, Wayne.
I feel like a lot of niggas that they got caught up like that, and if somebody was like the president, like, oh, man, just support my party, a lot of people would do that.
I guess so.
You got a lot of sellouts, man.
I ain't know. I mean, I know it's a good amount, but I ain't know it's that many.
Yeah, it's a lot. You know, jail is a scary word to some motherfuckers. That shit will scare the shit out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Jail.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Make a grown ass man cry about it. Jail.
Yeah, and make prison. Him think about it.
Yep. See that? Them two words: jail, prison.
Make them think about it.
Like, woo! Shit. Both of them.
Yeah. I said, I tell you anything you want to know.
Right.
Damn, it's like that.
Well, basically, they were trying to say Meek might be dropping some new music this week. I don't know. What you think about that?
I don't know. You like him, so I guess it's
you don't like Meek, man. Come on, how you gonna be from Philadelphia? You not like a Meek, man? What's going on, man?
I don't like the Sixers or the Eagles or the Phillies.
Sound like a hater to me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of we're gonna get on that topic a little bit later. But while we already speaking about Meek, Meek got on live last week. I don't know if anybody's seen. I think it was like last week or it could have been 2 weeks ago. Let me not get, you know, too much off of the time period. But he basically got on live with this reform lawyer, and it was just basically discussing like everything that they were trying to change in the community so far as you know, like reform criminals and, you know, trying to get the law straightened out so far as all of that. Did you hear anything about that, Sims? Hello? Hello?